Welcome to Wake Up with AI, the podcast where human-powered meets AI-assisted. Join your hosts, Chris Carolan, Nico Lafakis, and George B. Thomas, as we dive deep into the world of artificial intelligence. From the latest AI news to cutting-edge tools and skill sets, we are here to help business owners, marketers, and everyday individuals unlock their full potential with the power of AI. Let's get started.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. It's time to build AI skills daily here with George and Nico. How you fellas doing today?
Doing great. Finally caught up to both day two and day three for 12 days of shipments. So very excited for yesterday's relaunch.
Doing good, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, go ahead. Dive in, Nico. Today's, I guess, day four of shipments coming up.
Yeah, so today is day four. Day two was Friday, and day two was way more for enterprise, way more for like science related. It was not necessarily like features for users or that like users would necessarily take a high amount of advantage of, but it was definitely like more of a technical release. And also over the weekend, or between last week and this week, there's the ability to use multiple inputs now. So you have the ability to attach stuff, and then you can also call on Dolly if you need to. You can call on, or obviously you have your Google resource as well, and you still have your web resource. So it's kind of like the all-in-one 4 was. Now there's like an all-in-one 4.0. 0.1 doesn't quite have the same features carried over yet, and 0.1 mini doesn't have any. Doesn't have like attachment or anything else, so it's a little bit limited in that capacity. And I noticed that 0.1 is really more like images so far. Doesn't seem to be in documents. It doesn't seem to be set up yet for documents, I should say. Written documents doesn't seem to be set up for spreadsheets and stuff like that yet. But yesterday was really the was 2 for 3 for me, because of just in terms of like what I thought was going to be dropping and releasing. And so they released Sora, and naturally it is nearly impossible to get into at this point. And that's, you know, it just got completely mobbed yesterday. I didn't even get a chance to look at it until late afternoon, so I definitely couldn't get in. But you can absolutely see the level of quality and where things have gotten to at this point by comparison to where things were at last year or even earlier this year. We're looking at the homepage of Sora right now, so we're watching a lot of the video clips that, you know, OpenAI, I'm sure, has selected and put forward as the clips that they want to show people the most for whatever various reasons. But it's seriously plain as day to see how good the quality is. Like, just how very, very realistic it is. And especially so, like, it may be the case where, oh, okay, like, human stuff, not so great. I mean, the short clips of human stuff is seriously accurate to the degree that if you were using it for, like, you know, a 30-second commercial, 15-second commercial, or something like that, it definitely passes muster. You could definitely use this in place of having to, like, go buy from Shutterstock or something like that.
I thought this was the coolest one.
There's like a little, looks almost like a CGI sashimi at the very bottom, and pops up into like a little white rice character. So, you know, just, I, you know, again, like sort of example of like how it's very cool. You can see, you know, obviously like the background kind of morphs away and still has like dancing shadow, even though there's nothing there. But yeah, a lot of this is, to me, amazing. And again, we're at this point now, so that means like mid next year it's going to be probably twice as good as it is now, which is essentially to say that it'll be perfect, right?
Yeah, this is amazing to me, because if I layer on like shows, you know, yesterday we talked about Suno, we talked about creating music and, you know, background music or music with lyrics. And, you know, I didn't talk about it on the show, but I literally started a YouTube channel based on music that we're creating. And when I say we're, me, Sidekick Strategies, creating, I look at this, Nico and Chris, and I go, Wow. Like, if you wanted to do inspirational clips, like, generate me some clouds, generate me a sunset, generate me this guy doing this or this gal, generate somebody playing a guitar. Like, the ability to do these clips and mashing them up into, like, a music video. And I'm not even just talking for, like, a YouTube channel, but, like, a legit, like, music video for somebody who's, like, producing real art. This gets amazing to me, like, and just, and that's just surface level. Like, dude, look at the bunny. Like, the bunny is just straight up realistic. Although I had to laugh at the cat. The cat in the tie, and I'm like, okay, that's something I would generate. So it's just, it's really cool, and I can't wait to get access as well. Because, you know, every video editor on the planet was probably, like, waiting with anticipation to see if they could get into this bad boy.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, it has the same capabilities that Runway does, I believe. So, basically, not off the bat, you know, that's kind of how... kind of how it is with OpenAI. But, you know, I say that with jesting only because of the fact that eventually it's going to be free. So it's not like you're going to get gated for long. But the same features as Runway, where you can, you know, expand while zooming out. You can see from, like, the generated video itself, like, when it does do, like, zooms and expands, it doesn't morph anymore and it doesn't bleed anywhere near as much. It's almost like predetermining a bit, you know, understanding, like, what that element is that's going to come next. It's not, I'm not saying that it is, has little bits, little elements of, like, world building to it, that, like, it sort of builds its own environment based on your prompt and then kind of shoots the video based off of that. Would be a very cool thing to see if that was the case, but I don't think that's the case just yet. But yeah, I love this only because of the fact that, you know, even when people talk about how cheap it might be to use these types of generative programs, whether it's generative images or generative video, to create whatever it is that they're doing, you know, the remarks tend to really only come in whenever monetization is involved. But if you remove the monetization aspect of it, realistically, what we're talking about is giving the power of creativity to literally billions of people. That's billions of ideas, billions of creative ideas that we never would have seen before because those people didn't have the ability to do it. So while on the one side, you might be thinking that, like, this is terrible for art and this is horrible for artists and this, that, and the other thing, I can tell you from experience, from my own experience being an artist, inspiration is everywhere. And you definitely get inspired by other people's work. You definitely get inspired by other people's styles, but you'll never see them if they don't happen. So, like, to me, this is amazing. It's the first time ever in human history that everyone is going to have the ability to tell their own story. I mean, we kind of do now with writing, right? But again, the effort involved, unfortunately, and the time also, right? So there's time, effort, skill. We kind of blockade it with enterprise, right? So, like, even if you did write a memoir about yourself, good luck publishing it to get people to be able to download it or listen to it or whatever the case may be. Whereas, you know, this is just, again, it's like low effort, high output, while still getting the idea across.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I look at, as I'm watching this and listening to you talk, and we have seen, like, things around, like, video games and, you know, generating worlds. And you even said generating worlds, like, in this video. Like, the day that these technologies merge into, like, one where you could just walk in and create a world that, like, the Japanese or Chinese lady, like, clip, I'm like, man, I could be there. Like, put on some, you know, goggles and whatever type you like. I'm not going to judge for which one you like or hate, but put on the goggles and all of a sudden you can look around and it's, like, AI generating it, like, as you move. And now all of a sudden you go into the room and, like, of course, in the game, I would be a samurai or a ninja because I like samurais and ninjas. But, you know, like, I'm just imagining, like, the future is, like, super crazy with all of this.
And I think it's important to, again, highlight it's not replacing much. It's creating, like, into the gap. What George is talking about, all the ideas, especially all the songs of the past weekend, this would never have happened without these tools. And while you mentioned it as an unrelated story in the Slack, I think it's very much related about this, you know, big advertising agency merger that happened. And the last line of, yeah, it says a deal with an estimated value over $13 billion has industry-rattling implications, but may not address client demands for simplicity. Simplicity is being able to use tools like this to create things that you've been relying on advertising agencies and all these other, you know, third parties, which basically They profit off of complexity and complication and saying, let's sit down for an hour. Let's get the idea out of your head. Let's ask all the questions. Then we're going to go take it to our creative team. We got somebody focused on audio. We got somebody focused on video. We got somebody focused on the story, right? Of course, they got to start like consolidating. I don't know how there's going to be enough business, you know, and that's not to mention the lack of clarity that has been around things like advertising. And that's where once you start to put these tools in our hands and really understand, like, do I need to like pay somebody else? Because at least there's going to be like, let me see what this looks like first before I ask somebody else to do it, which is a power we've never had before. And then how soon before it's like, oh, I think we can run this. I think this is good enough. And do I need 10 other people, like looking at it, kind of going through the motions to make this quote unquote better or passable?
But what happens, right? And especially from an agency point of view, it would seem from the outside that like this is going to like erode that, like to your point, where people like people within the org are going to have the ability. So like, why hire out to the agency? What I'm seeing is like this parallel that's going on right now, and it's starting at the AI companies, but I see this rapidly happening, like just starting to multiply. I'm seeing from the AI companies, individuals break off and start their own company. Because they were good at that one thing. Like the companies that are breaking off, Mira Murati is doing her own thing. Ilya is doing his own thing. They're not trying to replicate what they like necessarily what the company was doing before that they left. They're, you know, specializing either in audio or video or sensory perception or whatever it is that they want to do, right? And I see that happening with industry as well. George might be spinning tables soon. You know what I mean? Like that, like I was telling my brother about this, that this is the game changer. To me, the singularity is the moment at which humanity either, well, really to me, decides more than realizes, because just realizing it doesn't make it happen. The moment at which humanity decides, hey, I don't have to do what I do every day. I can do what I love doing instead.
Just even taking this out of big business, the amount of solopreneurs that you will see over the next 1 to 5 years in things that you never thought that you could be a solopreneur in doing. Listen, I was talking to my son about this whole music thing, and he's like, oh, I used that back in the day a little bit, but holy crap, now, wow. And I was like, here's an idea I have. And he goes, oh God, that's a great idea. And I'm like, right? And I would have, there's before it's impossible to like do some of these things. So like, and here's the fun. I think this is the creativity episode, because what's funny is we have to pick an app and we have to pick a prompt. And so my prompt is also a creative prompt, and I'm very curious person. I'm creative, or I like to think that I'm creative. And so one of the things that I've really gotten into is trying to create the most photorealistic art. And again, I'm going in a very direction of like, I want it to kind of be very real in some scenarios. Now, there's other times where I'm like, yeah, make this look like origami. Like, okay, make this look like a vector. But, and so what I want to talk about is this idea of the words that you choose, things like photorealistic and suggestions. By the way, I'm not trying to get it to create the photo here. That's not my goal. Then notice I'm like, give me robust prompts. Use the best prompt framework. Like, I'm even stating almost a question. Like, I don't know what the best prompt framework is, but whatever it is, and then look at this, as well as professional camera lens and lighting details in the prompt, but not in the actual images that we'll generate. And so I want you to use the settings, but don't put the stuff in my image. I don't need a guy climbing a mountain with a camera around his neck. Like, that's not what I'm looking for, right? And stay away from words or text in these prompts, and make them very creative. Now what I'm doing is I'm kind of tuning it. Like, hey, when I tell you to give me choices, be creative in the choices that you're suggesting, not just give me dumb everyday like CSA suggestions. And so I literally give it like a title, More Than a Feeling, Love as the Fuel of Growth. And it gives me this a warm and intimate scene capturing a couple sitting together on a cozy wooden bench in a lush sun depth. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, we're heading there. However, I want ideation. So remember, I want four prompts moving forward. I want you to give me four prompts. Because I want to be able to look and say, oh, I like that idea. I like this idea. Let me pick and move forward with that. And then I get down here and it gives me four prompts. And I'm like, okay, cool. I like this blurred background. So I'm going to get some bokeh. But then I come down here and I go, hey, remember, these are to be pro camera lens and lighting. Please try again. And so we finally get to the point where we get prompts like this. A couple planting a tree together in a peaceful meadow at golden hour. Golden hour? It knows what golden hour is? Canon EOS R5. 50 millimeter f1.2 lens. Okay, let's go. Like, we're shooting photos at this point, right? Like, you can see, like, the depth and what it's doing. And literally, we're just giving it little bits of information. So the real deal Holyfield here is now we take these prompts that I'm getting and I take them over to, like, Midjourney or Flux or something like that. And now I end up getting, like, do you see the wrinkle? Do you see the hair? Do you see the wrinkle? Do you see, like, the sparks flying off? Or, like, here's the woman actually planting a plant in, like, look at the cracks in the soil and the bokeh in the background. Or like this dude climbing the mountain, like he's been squinting for a while. Like, look at the, like, and the hands look right and the bokeh and the snow. And so, like, I got a fisherman here. And so if you just start to look at when you use the tool to create the prompts, like, look at the red in the river and like the little details in the sparks, the things that you can create when you simply just go back and realize, I don't know everything, but I know a few things. And so can you use the few things I know and the many things that you to do the thing that we're trying to accomplish? And so if you're trying to get photorealistic prompts for imagery, this is a way that you might kind of daisy chain it together to go in a direction that you want to go. And then again, now you have copy and pastable prompts to go into Midjourney or Flux or whatever. Heck, you could take it into Gamma. If you're using Gamma for your presentations, that's probably an app we should talk about in the future. Now, all of a sudden, you got these specific prompts for the imagery that you're going to use in your presentation. And there you've got like seven image models that you can pick from in Gamma. They like bring them all into one place. Anyway, that's the prompt of the day. Be creative, be curious, and let it be a helper for what you're trying to do.
Yeah, collaborate with the tool. I mean, you can go both ways where it's like, you know, here's five words, make an image. And sometimes you might be surprised and like the outcome, but most oftentimes not. In those situations, I found it very hard to like course correct without like just starting a new chat. But also on the other side, when you get so prescriptive, there's definitely a point where you lose access to the ability of the AI to help you because you're being so prescriptive. And when you put the effort into being that prescriptive and you're not actually a photographer, you're often disappointed with those outcomes too, because you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And that's where, like, again, there's a lot of just this creative partner aspect to say, hey, you know, I'm not a professional photographer. I think you know some things. So this is what I'm thinking about. Let's flesh it out together.
The other thing too is you might not be a professional photographer, but there's 2,764 YouTube channels that are. There's 5,117,000 blogs that are. So, like, imagine this, right? Let's just go back to what we're talking about here. Ask the question of, what are all the photography terms that I should know about when creating amazing photography? Okay, now I've got the thing of terms. Hey, look at all of these terms and understand what they mean when creating dynamic imagery. Okay, now we're going to build a prompt. Like, you know what I mean? Like, again, it's like, how do you learn in real life? How do you teach in real life? How do you collaborate in real life? Because, by the way, it's how do you teach it, because it's going to learn so that you can collaborate, so that you can build. It's not anything new. It's just done in a new way.
In these situations, like, start out with, I want to use this tool for XYZ to create this thing, right? You might even be using that tool to do the thing, but you start off, like George says, we're not creating the picture right away. You know, when you do that and it has a knowledge base or it's in a custom GPT, you get to focus less on the kind of feeling that you're trying to evoke. And it's just like, we're in this space, I'm asking you to do this thing, and it's automatically going to apply that context to the thing. And that's how I was creating songs, like, over the weekend. I just went into the projects I already had. Hey, I'm looking to create a song about this. And it gives you a lot of the context of the thing you're working on. And I think that's the part, like, with all of this, if you're coming at it from scratch every time, call us up. Like, because the foundation building, like, you're basically building out this world of, you know, creativity and productivity and all the itties, maybe. I don't know if there's an easy way to pull up the list of those words. Maybe we just apply AI to that. But the ability to work off of what you've already been done, or what has already been done, what you've already accomplished with the tools, is just really, really powerful. And especially if you're paying for these tools and you're not leveraging those capabilities, it's one of the reasons we're going to start calling out apps every day. You're missing out. And just like kind of in the way your brain works, like when you experience something, the next time you try to do that thing, you got a base of knowledge to work with. It's fun to be able to do the same things with AI.
You just need to do something like be the best you possible and go build with AI, or something about building with AI. To me, we're moving into a world of action. We're going to tell you stuff. Go do stuff. So embrace AI and let's build.
That's a wrap for this episode of Wake Up with AI. We hope that you feel a little more inspired, a little more informed, and a whole lot more excited about how AI can augment your life and business. Always remember that this journey is just the beginning, and that we are right here with you every step of the way. If you love today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review. You can also connect with us on social media to stay updated with all things AI. Until next time, stay curious, stay empowered, and wake up with AI.